I'm going to read you something this morning before I preach. It's an anecdote. In the city of Chicago, one cold, dark night, a blizzard was settling in. A little boy was selling newspapers on the corner while other people were in and out of the cold. The boy was so cold that he wasn't trying to sell many papers. He walked up to a policeman and asked, "Mister, you wouldn't happen to know where a poor boy could find a warm place to sleep tonight, would you?" "You see, I sleep in a box up around the corner there and down the alley, and it's awful cold in there at night. It sure would be nice to have a warm place to stay." The policeman looked down at the little boy and said, "You go down the street to that big white house and you knock on the door. When they open the door, you just say, 3:16, and they will let you in." So the boy walked up the steps to the door and knocked. A lady answered. The little boy looked up and said, "3:16. The lady said, "Come on in, son." She took him in and sat him down in a comfortable chair in front of a warm fire, and she went off. The boy sat there for a while and thought to himself, "3:16. I don't understand it, but it sure makes a cold boy feel warm." Later she came back and asked the boy, "Are you hungry?" He said, "Well, just a little. I hadn't eaten in a couple of days, and I guess I could stand a little bit of food." She led him to a room with a table spread with wonderful food. The boy ate and ate until he could eat no more. Then he thought to himself, "3:16. I don't understand it, but it sure makes a hungry boy feel full." She took him upstairs to a bathroom with a huge bathtub filled with warm water. He sat there and soaked for a while. As he soaked, he thought, "3:16. I don't understand it, but it sure makes a dirty boy feel clean. You know, I can't remember having a real bath in my whole life. The only bath I remember having was when I stood in front of that big gold fire hydrant as they flushed it out." The lady came in and got him and took him to a room and tucked him into a big old feather bed, pulled the covers up round his neck and kissed him goodnight and turned out the lights. As he lay in the darkness, he looked out at the snow coming down that cold night and thought to himself, "3:16. I don't understand it, but it sure makes a tired boy feel rested." The next morning she came back up and took him down for breakfast. After he had eaten, she took him back to that big fireplace and she got a big old Bible and sat down in front of him. She looked up as she asked, "Do you understand 3:16? The boy said, "No, ma'am, I don't. First time I ever heard it was last night when the policeman told me to say 3:16. She opened the Bible to 3:16 and she began to explain to him about Jesus. Right there in front of that big old fireplace, he gave his life to Jesus. He sat there and thought, "3:16. I don't understand it, but it sure makes a lost boy feel safe." The lady then said, "You know, I have to confess that I don't understand it either. How God would be willing to send his own son to die for you and me. And how Jesus would be willing to do such a thing. I don't understand it either, but it sure does make life worth living." 3:16, we know it, don't we? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, that's the greatest, I think one of the greatest verses in the Bible. God took the initiative. God loved. He took the initiative. God loved. He gave. But it continues on. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. How quick are we to condemn? Those people aren't, they're not Christians. We put them in a separate category. My brother and my sisters, they may not be Christians, but God loves them. And he loves them just as much as he loves you and I. God loves them. And he wants us to be a light in this world. Lainey has been trying to play a song that I wanted her to play, and she's had some difficulties, but that's all right. Do you know the song, Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam? You, Peter? Yeah. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam to shine for him each day. In every way try to please him, at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam, I'll be a sunbeam for him. Now, I spoke some years ago at St. Paul's on this, and I had Dale Gorkroger just play the tune. And I said, does anyone recognise that? And a few hands went up and said, Jesus wants me for a moonbeam. And they corrected me. I said, it's a sunbeam, is it? What's the difference? Well, a moonbeam is only a pale reflection of the sun. It has no power. Have you ever tried to focus a moonbeam with a magnifying glass and set something on fire? You need the power of the sun. Jesus wants us to be sunbeams, S-O-N beams. He wants all the power of the Son of God to be resident within us. Jesus said, the things that I do shall ye do also, and greater than these, because I go to the Father. When Jesus lived this earth, he lived as a man in relationship with his heavenly Father. And he always pointed to the Father. And then he said, I will not leave you orphans, I will send the Comforter to be with you. When he comes, he will teach you all things. And Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, Jesus, when he ascended into heaven, sent the Holy Spirit to dwell within us and to empower us. Acts 1:8 says, When the Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power and you will be my witnesses. And I love that passage. There's two words that mean my Greek and two words. There's two words used for power. There's exousia, and that's the power that a police officer has to stop a car. And then there's dunamis, and that's the power that a car has to stop a police officer. When the Spirit comes upon you, you will receive dunamis, from which we get dynamo, dynamic. It's a power that rises up from within. And that's the power God gives us in our lives, to live for him and bring change upon the earth and to bring change in people's lives by being a sunbeam. Only a brief sermon this morning because we had a long service. But I think you'll remember it.
And I haven't even learned to play it. No. I just couldn't get it.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying.
So. Yeah. There's another song, if you'll bear with me. I heard this probably 30 odd years ago as well. It was sung by a gospel yodeler. And I don't yodel, so. Oh, let the sun shine down in you. Let the sun shine down in you. Let the Son of God shine through in all his love. Let the sun shine down in you. 'Tis written in the word of God that in the latter days darkness will be seen throughout the land. But if the Son of God is shining deep within your soul, there will be no shadows anywhere you stand. Oh, let the sun shine down in you. Let the sun shine down in you. Let the Son of God shine through in all his love. Let the sun shine down in you. And that's my prayer for each of us here this morning. That we will let the Son of God shine through in his power and his love in our lives and in our relationships with people around us. Because, you know, it's been said years ago, and it's so true. Your life is the only Bible that some people will ever read.